Chambers gave me a lot of dope on the CP Underground. He said that it had its people all through government service. Sayre, Francis B. Sayre, the High Commissioner to the Philippines, is also connected with the underground movement. Chambers had not merely said that Francis Sayre was connected with the communist underground, but that he was head of the communist underground apparatus in the State Department. What I said was not Francis B. Sayre, not Woodrow Wilson's son-in-law. Chambers said, yes, yes, exactly that man. He's head of the underground apparatus.
Now, it is my belief that Chambers was playing at being an espionage agent. It was an impostorship. One of his major sources of information was Julian Wadley. But Wadley did it. Now, the documents he got from Wadley were certainly as useful if he was going to make up a story about Mr. Sayre as they were in making up a story about me, because we were in the same office. I was Sayre's subordinate.
The importance of my testimony was simply that in 1940, Chambers thought that Francis Sayre was head of the underground apparatus and never mentioned Hiss once, and that he turned around in Hiss in the years after that for what reason I don't know, and left Sayre completely out of it.